Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to be gathered here this morning to be encouraged by our God and His Word, His words for us. You know, I was thinking about this morning a simple truth, and that is this. Organizations rise and fall really based on the cause that they have. If they've got a really powerful, inspiring cause, organizations will last forever. And when you think about the church, we have an amazing cause, the bringing of souls to God and the opening up of eternal life. That's why the church will always exist. This morning, we're also bringing forward the cause of the LWML here at Peace. And their cause is nothing more than the cause of Jesus, bringing His grace into the world. So this morning, we have lots of ladies dressed in purple. If you see a lady dressed in purple and you have questions about the LWML, seek them out. Ask them questions about what they do. They do make a tremendous impact on our ministry here at Peace. And the LWML, the Ladies Guild, they're going to be serving us in our worship service by greeting, by reading, and by taking up the offering as well. Some announcements before we begin this morning. First off, I would just say that this Wednesday afternoon, we're starting a men's study on the book of Romans. All men are invited to attend. It's on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, and this is the fourth Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the fellowship hall. We're diving into the book of Romans this Wednesday. And then this afternoon is the third Sunday of the month. That means we have a service at Stony Brook where we basically sing hymns. You get to choose, and they're played on the piano. And so know that you're invited to attend that as well. Looks like we have some other announcements this morning. I'll pass it along to Lindy.
So Friday was a blood drive here at Peace, and it was a great success. We filled our quota, even though some people didn't come, and then other people came. And I just want to say a big thank you to everybody who volunteered, and also to all the wonderful people who made cookies. We had cookies coming out of our ears. I want to thank Nancy, Jan, Susan, Ruth, myself, Ellen, Jenny, Betty, Jan, Peggy, Carrie, Jan, Kathy, and somebody else who brought peanut butter cookies whose name I didn't get. So thank you to everybody and to the donors.
Okay, thanks, Lindy.
Just a reminder that next Sunday is the deadline for getting donations for baskets in. And thank you to all of those of you that have already contributed. Hopefully we'll have a lot of baskets. Thanks.
And President Todd.
That's right. Pay attention. Since today is about the ladies, I just want to take a moment to thank the Ladies Guild on behalf of the Church Council for everything that they've done for us financially. They're getting us an ice maker, which is even more important. It should be here soon. So on behalf of the Church Council, I just want to say thank you to the Ladies Guild.
Yay.
I'm not done yet. I still have room on these lists for the cookie jar for the bazaar. And there's a clipboard to sign up to make cookies. And there's also a clipboard to sign up to work the cookie jar on the day of the bazaar. And we still need help with the day of the bazaar and working the cookie jar. But we also can use cookies. I'm going to put these in the kitchen on the counter. So they'll be in there so you know you can sign up for one or the other or both. Whatever you can provide is greatly appreciated and will be put to good use. Thank you.
And then finally, a special part of our service this morning, we have the privilege of performing the baptism of Adeline Fisher in our worship service this morning. Baptism is a gift from Jesus Christ. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Jesus said, therefore, go and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So that's what it's about today, ushering in, bringing in little Adeline into God's kingdom. And so it's a blessing to have the Fisher family here. Becky's family, a few of them are they're here. Her father and her brother, they're in the back row. They're from Michigan. The father's from Michigan, and brother's up in Vancouver. And then Derek's family is here as well. Great to have all of you here this morning. And for the children's message, I would just say we're not having a children's message like we normally do in our worship service. I'm going to invite the children forward to sit right around the altar, right here on the seat, on the right around the altar here and the railing, and you get to watch the baptism. You have the best seats in the house. No better children's message than that. Let's go ahead and open our worship service with our opening blessing.